didn't say a word. I just said you tried to get Syria to close down, but I, like Theodore Roosevelt, I just said soft voice, but I turned them around and moved them right up there close to them, and they understood that.
That's damn good. That's exactly the way they treat them. You know, the other evening, when we were trying to work out these few observers, you know, to send to the canal, this blustering Soviet ambassador, Fedorenko, made a big speech privately, you know, trying to bear down on us that we were the obstructors. I lost my temper and I told him to stop. He didn't intimidate me. Come on back to the council and we'll debate it publicly as to who is making the most peaceful proposal. And they backed down.
Well, this damn Gromyko's the mean one, though.
He's a record player.
He's up here at Glassboro, and he just bust up everything after.
Yeah. He's still hanging around here.
Yes, that's right. As long as he is, you're going to have trouble.
Yeah, well, Dean just called me.
Every time this fellow would try to agree to something, every time Kosygin tried to agree to it, he wouldn't let him.
He would hold him back.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Dean has talked about coming back here. I said he's welcome, but I would not dignify his presence. We ought to close this damn business and get him out of here.
I'd sure get him away as quick as I can, because he is no damn good. No. He's poison.
He's warmed up his plane about three or four times.
Well, you let him go. Quit holding him.
Yeah, but the only way we'll get him out of here is to wind up this assembly.
Well, I hope you can do it next week.
Yeah, well, I'm hopeful.
What about the Security Council? What'll they do on sanctions?
No, they won't. Well, there we are. We may be left alone again. But I wouldn't think that would be possible. I think we'd get some support against this. Although we've had some very weak reads, and you saw the British.
Looks like hell that the British put us on this, and just 18 of us abstained.
Yeah, and it was, as Russ, I told Russ, it was a kind of a motley company.
Who were the 18 with us?
Well, a couple of Africans, a few Latin Americans. That was about it.
Who were the Latins?
Nicaragua. It's published in the Washington Post. I don't have the list in front of me.
Nicaragua, I guess.
Yeah, you can get it. It wasn't a hell of an impressive showing. I felt a little lonesome over there.
Yeah, I did too. I felt lonesome when I made it. I knew it wouldn't be anybody. But
it's all right. It'll go. Our position was a pretty good position. We said that the whole kit and caboodle have to be settled. And I think that's all right. I don't feel uncomfortable about it.
Why don't you come down here and visit some of your foreign relations friends?
I will.
Tell
I'm
them
coming
what's
down.
Going on.
If this damn circus is over by Wednesday, I'm coming down for the cabinet meeting, and I'll ask Bill Fulbright to have a little meeting over there, and I'll talk about this.
Go over and tell them everything that's happened so they'll know.
Sure.
We're going to have them, because if you don't, some of these Arab Southerners are going to take out on us. They're already complaining a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'd be glad to go in and talk to Dick Russell and Stennis and a few others.
Oh, he really murdered us.
What the hell was he so excited? Was that a chomby business?
Yeah, no, that he just, they all got upset. That's kind of a warning, you know, for me not to do anything at Israel.
Yeah.
They want to use this as, they knew my three planes weren't going to bother anything. They just want to show me that I can't move without. And
they weren't so vociferous when Ike landed the Marines in Lebanon.
No, they're not. But they get awfully vociferous. But I think it will be all right. They just shoring up our aid program. We're not going to have any aid program. Fulbright's just so upset about Vietnam. I don't know what's happening in North Vietnam. They've called all their people back there. Some of them say this morning they're getting ready to appeal to other countries, other communist countries, for our troops. I don't think that, although they are down to 15-year-olds. But I was hoping they would tell them that they would talk to us. But I don't know what's happening there.
They
got them all in from every place.
And I'll have to take a look at the traffic on that. I haven't seen it this morning.
They're awful.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was the right decision.
Thank you, Arthur. Okay. God bless you. My love, Dorothy, I haven't seen her in a year.
Well, she's been just as busy as we are down here, day and night.
Tell her again. Send her my love. How's your sister, Arthur?
Not good. It's just inevitable? Yes, inevitable. And by the way, your flowers were very much appreciated. Committed a great hit in the whole hospital.
Thank you, Arthur.
Yes.
Thank you,
Mr. President.